Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, and you're listening to WNS.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right, what's up everyone? I'm Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we welcome you to episode 551, yes, 551 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
We're on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Spotify as well.
We'll just say Spotify is me.
Yeah.
Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
There you go. So welcome to the show. Got lots to talk about. And yes, I did say 551. We did record an episode, believe it or not, back in October. Episode 550, The Landscape of Wrestling. And I'm guessing Ben forgot to upload that. So,
whoopsie.
Not on our fault. Yep. We did our job. We might not do it as often as we'd like, but we do our job, damn it. So welcome to the show. Got stuff to talk about. Got wrestling and video game chat and a little catching up to do we did before the show. So, Tyler, how the hell are you? How you doing?
I think right now I'm doing okay. You know, work's work. I've
welcome
been trying
to 2025.
Yeah, mentally and physically trying to do better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
How about yourself?
Hanging in there, working the job and traveling with the wife and spending time
just like New Kids on the Block, you're hanging tough.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, they got a bunch of hits, but Chinese food makes me sick. I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
Okay.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Finch.
Yeah?
No.
Dang it.
I have no taste in fashion, so
yeah,
whatever my wife is comfortable wearing is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to compliment her either way.
Yeah.
As for me, I look like a human sack of trash, so it's all good.
Trash!
Just throw me in the trash! I'm the trash man. So yeah, so wrestling's been happening over the past few months, been
so,
pretty good.
Yeah, we missed a lot. It's been a while since we talked about stuff, so if we're talking about things that's happened like a month ago, excuse us.
Bear with
you
us.
Know, because Roar. There's some things I do want to talk about, but we just got back from an AEW show.
We did. We went Collision. To AEW Collision out in Rosenberg. Some people call it Houston. Houston call it Rosenberg.
Yeah. Okay, so people from Rosenberg got pissed off, and this is the last two times when they say Houston.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not Houston, we're Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just say Houston. You're part of Houston.
Yeah.
So.
When I travel, I tell people I'm from Houston, because no one's going to know where I'm from.
Yeah.
No one's going to know the
or
town
like Beaumont.
Name. They don't even know that. I'm like, it's near Houston. I'm from Houston.
Beaumont?
Yeah, let me go to Beaumont.
But yeah.
Ben.
But, yeah, no, it was fun because we watched Collision and ROH.
It started with Ring of Honor, then Collision, then more Ring of Honor, but we left about midway through the Ring of Honor at the end because we were tired. Mm-hmm. Old man syndrome is real, dude.
Yeah.
And I was tired. I stayed up late, and then we drove. drove a lot. We had some excellent food on the way. And I'm in the phase now that whenever I've had a good meal, I'm ready for a nap. And I didn't get my nap in, so I got a little tired.
I fell asleep on you.
No, that's fine. So we went to our favorite little Mexican restaurant. Some, you know, if you've listened to our show at any point, you know we love our Tex-Mex. Went and had some... Dude, I still crack up at your taco salad. The fact that they bring it out in a giant taco shell is... marketing genius.
Yes.
And my fajitas were chef's kiss as usual. So little shout out, if you're ever in Baytown, Texas, stop by El Toro.
Yes.
Get their fajitas, or if you're in the mood for a taco salad that comes in a literal taco, go and check them out, because I damn near lost my shit watching that, watching them bring that out. Then we went to Houston for a couple hours, checked out Cidercade. Props to them. Man, the improvements that they've made since the last time we went, holy cow.
It's good.
I like it. Mm-hmm. They have made, like, they have made leaps and bounds as far as improvement. There's a lot more places to sit. They've added a pizza place, that laser, well, not, it's not a laser, but an LED floor puzzle game.
Yeah, you told me about that.
That was awesome to see.
I've never heard of that situation.
Yeah. We should have just pushed those kids out of the way so we could have played.
Look, we're not in town for that long, so y'all can come back when you want.
Yeah.
So
we're just going to play one game, and then you guys can go. No.
I'm going to kick you in the face.
Them kids, man. That's what I should have said. I'm like, yeah, lady, tell your kid to get off so I can play.
Yeah,
I paid to get in here too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play this game. Screw them kids.
Mm-hmm.
They need to learn patience.
Yep,
like we did.
Yep,
and let me play that game.
Yeah,
it was a good time. It would have been a good time. It would have been a great time. So, but it was a good time because I didn't get to play it. So,
yep.
Then we went to AEW. Got to hang out with some cool wrestling fans. You know, it's always good when you're with your own type of people.
Yeah,
with the wrestling community. Some are a little out there. Mm-hmm. Some are a little off the wall. But we talked to a couple cool people while we were there. What was his name? Ralph? I believe so.
Yeah.
Ralph, I don't know if you're listening to this. I know we talked to you about our podcast, but it was a pleasure meeting you and talking wrestling with you for a while we were waiting for the doors to open. Really cool dude. Very knowledgeable in his wrestling stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a good time. We got there early. I got to scissor somebody.
Yes.
We got to be on TV a little
multiple
bit.
Multiple times, like, a dude in front of us was holding up a sign, so I made it work. Yeah. I, like, ducked in between the sign and his head so you could see me.
Yeah.
And the times he wasn't doing that, we were doing the high people, suck it sign.
People don't tune in to see wrestling. They tune in to see us, all right? Yeah, let's be honest.
Like, high suck it sign.
Yeah. High suck it. My wife caught me laughing at the text that she sent me of the picture of us on TV.
Oh, so she saw you doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she saw me looking at my phone and laughing. So, yeah. It came full circle. So it was very enjoyable.
So I learned something that night.
Did you?
I don't think...
It's better to get a double than a single for a Crown and Coke at a at a sporting event.
Sure. I shouldn't have ate that pretzel, and I should have just got tipsy and then ate the pretzel.
Oh, well, you know.
So, no, there's a situation for seat fillers.
Yeah.
I never knew about this situation at all.
I was aware of seat fillers. Like, I know WWE has implemented them before, but I never knew, like, how it worked.
Yeah.
So, apparently, people show up. I guess
it has to be on the camera side.
Yes. So people, I guess, sign up for it somehow. Maybe there's like a website you can go to or a venue, like a venue website, to where if ticket sales might be a little low or they're missing a couple spots, they'll bring in some seat fillers.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there were some people in front of us, they went to the concession stand or the bathroom or wherever. The venue had people fill in the seats for them because we were on hard side of the camera.
Yes.
Which that was very weird because then they came back and were like, who are these people in our seats?
Because I heard one of the guys like, don't get mad. It's like, we're here. Yeah. I'm like,
well, dude, I wouldn't be mad if you didn't stink.
Yeah, the like, dude stunk.
Put some deodorant on or something.
Yeah,
like I was self-conscious about that. Like, I knew that I had deodorant on, but I knew that we had been at Cidercade for a while. Yeah. It's like we were playing games and doing all that, so I was like, I don't want to get sweaty. So we stopped at a gas station before we went to the parking lot, and I bought a stick of dynamite. Hell yeah. Because you know, you got to go out with a bang, right?
Yep.
So I bought a stick of deodorant and put that on in the parking lot.
Yeah,
because it's just because, you know, it's common courtesy, guys.
So why are you sweating? I was watching cops.
I was watching cops. They were watching me. I'm like, back off, dude. I don't want to be stinky.
Yeah, that dude stunk, man. Even after he's gone, it still smelled around. Yeah, just
bad. Like, just common courtesy, folks. If you're going to an event, a concert, sporting event, movie, mm-hmm. Wrestling show, just make sure you smell good a little bit before you go.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it's hot or whatever, and, like, you know, a lot of people were waiting outside for a long time, so maybe we can't control everything, but a little preemptive, you know, be overprepared than underprepared in that kind of situation. Just a little helpful tip. You just got learned. That's my PSA.
Learning tree.
It's the learning tree. Hi, guys. So, yeah. So, man, we had a wonderful time at AEW Collision. If it's coming to your town, I would highly recommend going and check it out. Tickets were not that expensive. Like, we got third row on the lower bowl, and they were really good seats, really affordable seats. So, you know, if you get the chance, I know it's a running gag about people joking, oh, AEW's dying, or, you know, the crowd sizes are small. Well, go and check it out. You might have a good time, and then the next time they come, you might want to go again, and you might want to be one of the
show,
people filling
really
the crowd.
It really wasn't, like, there was some seats that were not, like,
there were filled, a few scattered, but...
But it was pretty...
Yeah, for the most part, it was packed, and we were loud, and it was great. Like, we had a really good time.
Yeah.
The matches themselves were great. That trio's tag team triple threat match was awesome. That was a great start. It was funny because we were sitting there, we're looking at the card, and I'm like, what's the main event? Because I thought that was going to be the main event. And then they had Mariah May come out. I'm like, okay, so who's the main then? And it was like every match that happened, I'm like, if this isn't the main event, what's the main event?
Yeah.
And then it ended up being Jay Briscoe and...
Oh, my God. He's part of Don Callis' family. I forgot his name.
Oh, Kyle Fletcher.
Kyle Fletcher.
And, man, they
tore down the house. That was a great match.
That was awesome.
Holy crap. They really beat the heck out of each other.
Yeah. So we had just an incredible time, and I'm waiting for it to be uploaded onto Max, because I think it takes like a week or two, so maybe tonight it'll be available. But, man, I have yet to go to an AEW show and not have a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
The crowds are always loud.
I didn't know how to feel, because I was like, we're going to a Collision show, and I'm more
of
a Dynamite
guy. This was our first Collision.
Like, let's face it, AEW is not as the same as it once was.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
And we got to see Tony Khan come out and
Uncle Tony
hype up the crowd a little bit, like he always does. And so it makes me really look forward to following AEW into All In. Like, I know they have Revolution coming up in March, and then, you know, I'm sure they'll have a couple other pay-per-views until All In. But, like, I'm really looking forward to All In, because we're going to be there. We're going to be in attendance.
We're going to go All In.
Yeah. One thing, I haven't talked to you about this, but one thing that does concern me as far as our seats is that we are in the stands. Like, we're not on the floor, which I'm okay with. But I'm worried if they have... So in the baseball fields, they have those nets.
Oh, no.
I'm wondering if they're going to have those up or if they're going to lower them for the pay-per-view. I'm hoping that there's a way that they can do it. I know they tend to keep them up year-round, but I'm hoping that that's not in our view the whole time, because that would be kind of distracting. But maybe we can just look past it. I don't know. We'll find out when we go.
Yeah.
But just to give you a heads up,
okay.
If that's the case, I apologize. I didn't think about that until after the purchasing of the tickets, and I was like, "Oh crap! What if that net's up?" So we will see. But we're still going to go, and we're going to have a wonderful time either way. Got a free place to stay. Can't complain with that. Yes. What's that convention that they tend to do?
Oh yeah, Starcast.
Starcast. I'm hoping we get to go to that.
I want to.
And meet some people. If I'm lucky, then Sean Waltman will be there, and I can complete my...
That's your final?
That's the only one I have left in that picture.
That's not the final one.
I'm not getting the Scott Norton's wife.
Why not?
And I'm not signing it either.
Dang it. That's how you have to complete it.
It makes no sense. Why would I sign a picture of...
Because you're in it.
I am in it, but it's my picture. And no one knows, no offense to Scott Norton's wife, who is a lovely woman. I've met her on two occasions. She's a lovely...
But you got to complete the picture.
No, I don't have to have her signature. I got... Well, the first one I got was Kevin Nash. No, I take that back. The first one I got was Scott Norton.
Yeah.
Because that was... Oh, shit. Where was I? It was after a wrestling show.
Right?
No. This was at a wrestling show... Or something. I don't remember where it was, but I got him to sign it, and he was like, oh my God, this was such a great night. Then I got Kevin Nash in New Orleans, when we went for WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
Scott Hall was, he signed that picture like 3 months before he passed.
Damn.
So had I not, if I had missed that event, I would have never been able to complete this. So now I have to get Sean Waltman, X-Pac, to get that signature on that picture to complete that journey. Like this is like a journey like that spanned over like 10 years.
That's cool.
Yeah. Look at the kid on that picture. The glasses and not much of a beard and hair all short.
I still
and crazy.
Stick to what I said. You gotta sign it.
I'm not signing a picture. That's so. That's cringy. People, imagine if I got like that evaluated and people would be like, "Who the fuck is this guy? What is this signature?"
Oh, this guy here. He signed it.
That's but who is you. He? No one knows who he is.
His name is Daniel Aaron.
I mean, yeah, it's on WWE.com, but, you know.
There you go. There you go.
But I'm not credited. They don't know who I am.
Well, you have to tell them, so.
Yeah. I should reach out to them and be like, hey, just want to let you know you used a picture of me without my permission. And like, yeah. Like, that is my picture. Like, mm-hmm. That was taken for me. And y'all used it. Not that I'm complaining, because it's awesome that it's on WWE.com.
Well,
but
so let me ask you, who took that picture? And was it from your phone?
It was from my phone.
So how did they get that picture?
So it was like a bartender took the picture, but I asked the bartender to take a picture.
So he took it with his phone too?
No, he took it with my phone. That is my picture.
But how did they get that picture for WWE.com?
That is a very good question. That I don't know. That is a really good question. How did they get that picture?
Because are you sure? Like it was just your phone? It no was one just, else's phone?
Yeah.
Nobody?
Yeah. I mean, I did upload it to the podcast, which that makes me think that they're watching. I might have sent it to Scott Norton.
Did you?
Maybe. I don't know. But somehow
they know who you are.
Well, we've been saying this for years. Yes. They listen to us.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, that's a really good question as to how they got that. I'm curious now. I wonder if I sent it to Gilbert and maybe from there it got passed around. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Do some research.
The nose knows. Triple H. Call your boy. We need answers now.
Sheboygan.
But yeah, fun fact, the picture that we're talking about, it's a picture with me, Scott Norton, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and X-Pac, and Scott Norton's wife. Don't want to discredit her.
Yeah.
So I know that's important to you, even though I could have cropped her out. And if you go on WWE.com, there's a Where Are They Now portion on there for Scott Norton, and the picture has me in it. It's that picture that we're discussing.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, man, I hope, one, that we get to go to the StarCast, and two, that he is there.
That'd be cool.
So that I can be like, dude, I've been waiting a long time to get this picture signed. Because I have this weird thing about autographs. I don't want them unless I've met the person.
Yeah.
Like, I have an Undertaker signature, but I've never met him.
Yeah.
So I feel almost like I cheated with that one. But all of the other signatures that I have are of people that I've met.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have a book of autographs that I got from, like, the AEW crates or, like, Christmas presents that I've That's gotten different. Over the years. I didn't meet them. Like, I have that picture of CM Punk that I bought. I didn't meet CM Punk. So I don't feel like I earned the autograph.
Yes.
You know? So I'm a stickler about those things. So it's one thing. Yes, I've met Sean Waltman, which is cool. But in order to get the autograph, like, I don't want to mail it to him, have him sign it, and have him mail it back. You know, that just seems cheap.
Weird. Yeah.
I feel like I have to meet him again.
Yeah.
And get it signed.
That's totally understandable. You know,
I feel it's the same weird, way. Yeah. But like, that's just how I am. Like, it's an odyssey for me. This is my odyssey.
Yeah.
It's where I have to get
I
Sean Waltman's
that you
picture.
Took a signed. Picture with Ric Flair. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's whenever I drove there. We took the picture, printed it out, and then I got in line and had an autograph it.
Yeah.
So So that, yeah, was weird. Yeah, we
that was weird.
That picture of us with Mark Henry, the picture of us with Bray Wyatt. I wish I would have gotten him to sign it. That's something I'll never be able to do. Beneath that is the picture that we got with primetime players. Yeah, Titus O'Neil and Darren Young, where they autographed my ticket back when you had physical copies of your tickets. And then beneath that is Hangman Adam Page. And then on this side, I got Dr. Britt Baker.
When did you meet Hangman?
I met him at Comicpalooza. Same year I met Britt Baker. And I think that's whenever I met Christian Cage the second time. Because I've met Christian twice.
You told him about
it. Oh, I did. And he was like, that's a strange one. All right. Okay. Monty Brown.
Because I always got a kick out about the feud with him and Monty Brown. And it's not really the best feud at all from TNA, but he mentioned it to Christian Cage. And Christian was like, what?
I was like, hey, my buddy wanted me to tell you his favorite match of yours was with Monty Brown. He's like, oh, all right. That's an unusual one.
It's not his best match. It's just, I like that feud for the wrong reasons. So.
For the best reasons.
Bangkok.
Yeah. We got Santana Ortiz, Colt Cabana, and Evil Uno. We got to be
that in. That was fun.
That was a fun. Good one because we got to be in his.
That was the first AEW show we went to, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Cause that was the one that we had the tickets for. We had to wear our masks and all that. Yeah. That was a good time. No alcohol required. So, but yeah, dude, like I've gotten a bunch of autographs over the years. There were a few of them that, like there's one I have of Mick Foley, but I think that was like a Kickstarter that I contributed to. I do have a Scott Hall autograph, but again, that was like the Kickstarter when he was getting into DDP yoga.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, hey man, he needs a new hip. And so like I chipped in some money for that. And it was like, you got a t-shirt, you got a, an autograph. And then he called me. To say thanks for supporting it, but I missed the call, so I got a voicemail. Hey, Daniel, this is Scott Hall. I just want to say thanks. And so like that was cool. I was like, damn it, like it was one of those things where like I was sitting
on
the couch.
You still have it saved?
No.
Oh.
And I wish I did, because like I was sitting on the couch. I got up to go to the kitchen to get a snack. And I come back and it's like, you have a missed call. Like that's how short it was. That's how quickly I missed it.
I bet you're pissed.
And it was like, yeah, you have a voicemail. And I'm like, what the hell? Scott Hall just called me and I missed it. I probably wouldn't have answered because it was a number I wouldn't have recognized. You know, like I'm the kind of guy who's like, if there's a number that I don't recognize, it's going to voicemail. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm like, the same way for sure.
If you know me, then I'm answering, but I don't know who you are, so I'm not answering.
Oh, Magla says Scott Hall.
Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Whoa, Scott Hall.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm weird about autographs. And how I meet celebrities and stuff like that.
This weekend is that Anime Fest in Houston with Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I want to go to that, but it's like, dude.
Because I want to meet Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah.
That's there.
Well, let's go.
I can't.
What's up? You can go.
I can't.
You can go. You just go. Sell some stuff. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Well, you already have Sean Schimmel's autograph.
Yes, by you.
That's right.
But I want to meet him.
Yes. I want to meet him without a plexiglass screen and a mask.
What year was that?
That was 2021 or 22, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has, I think he has a autoimmune issue.
Oh.
And so that was during the height of COVID and all that. And he was like, just
fair enough.
Keep your distance.
Yeah.
He's like, you can take your mask off. Just stay on that side.
Let me cough in your mouth.
Yeah. There you go.
But
enjoy.
So, yeah, AEW, it was really fun. It was a fun time. We didn't watch all of ROH.
No.
But
we decided to beat the traffic because we had a two-hour drive home. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the people were like, yeah, I've got, 20-minute drive, 30-minute drive. Like, yeah, we got 2 hours. Yes. Plus, we stopped at Bucky's on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Got some of their food. Yum. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Would highly recommend.
Hell, yeah.
So, yeah, like, I still enjoy watching AEW. Like, of all this programming, because there's a lot of programming.
Oh, yeah,
now,
for sure.
I watch Monday Night Raw, and I watch Dynamite. Like, that's pretty much it.
So, yeah, I'll do Raw, Dynamite, and I'll, since I like these brands and stuff on Facebook, they'll show clips on Facebook, so I'll watch that. Because I don't want to watch all of NXT, but I like to peek in to see the new, what's it called? Partnership with TNA and AEW, which I think is pretty cool.
It's so weird.
It's weird. It is weird because WWE of the past would not do
Vince something would
like
never.
That. No, he would. I bet deep down he's like, I can't believe this shit's going on.
not your company anymore, old man.
Yeah. I mean, it's neat to really see. And then, like, look at the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. We had the TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Joe Hendry, in the Rumble. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's still so weird hearing, like, Michael Cole being like, the TNA, just saying that. It's like, it's so weird.
A few things that's weird that we talked about was like that. And then when Penta debuted on Raw, and they were like,
they mentioned
he's
Lucha
TNA,
Underground.
Yeah, TNA champion, Lucha Underground. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Lucha Underground.
Yeah. Like, it makes me wish that AEW and WWE would work together just so, like, everyone can be mentioned and, like, get all of their props and all their flowers and all that. And it's just like, dude, can you imagine the matches we could have with AEW versus WWE?
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
Like, but throw TNA in the mix. Your chances drastic go down.
It's not going to be like that. So, WWE works with some independents in the UK, but the notable ones that they really work with right now is TNA and Pro Wrestling Noah. Pro Wrestling Noah and New Japan do not work together.
No.
They're opposites. Yeah. They don't want anything to do with each other. So AEW works with New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
WWE works with Pro Wrestling Noah. So, and by the way, Kenta just left
New Japan. I was just about to say that. He went back to Noah.
Yeah.
So, could see that.
Then apparently Kenta, I don't know if it was Defy or some other promotion, he was the world champion, and then Ricky Starks beat him. So for that championship, so what I'm thinking is he going to finish out his dates and Ricky Starks going to drop that title? Because now you're part of NXT, son.
Yeah.
I'm going to
we're just jumping into it.
I'm sorry. There's so many things.
So there have been
one thing to another.
Well, there have been a number of releases over the past couple of weeks. Many for WWE, some for TNA, some for AEW.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just jump into it. Since you mentioned Ricky Starks, we'll start with AEW. They've released Ricky Starks, Miro, and Malakai Black. So three people whose names had been floated around for quite some time of, like, they're not being used. They're just waiting for their contracts to be done. Then they're probably out the door. Turns out, yep, that is the case. They are gone. And Ricky Starks, being a free agent, wasted no time.
Oh, my God, no time. Like, I guess they don't have the 90-day no-compete clause like WWE has.
Well, I'm curious on if it was a release or if it was a your contract is done. Have fun going wherever it is. Because if it was the latter, then, yeah, he can show up wherever he wants.
Like, I know you're probably agitated, Tony, but guess what? Look, you always want to hire new people. Just let those people go, and you can get whoever you want now, you know?
I mean, he didn't say, oh, you have to wait 90 days like WWE tend to do. So, like, I don't know what the situation was. If it was the contract has expired, then yeah, they can go as soon as it's expired and sign with whoever they want. But if it was like yes, we're going to grant you a release, but we have some conditions on that, then that could be it as well. We just don't know the details on the releases, with the exception of Ricky Starks being labeled as a free agent. And so he showed up immediately on NXT, like, dude, the next day.
Like, I am so curious of, like, why weren't they used as much? What was the deal? We heard, like, it could be, like, well, like, for Miro,
he didn't want to lose.
Do this storyline, lose this person. We heard this, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm quite curious, so.
I doubt they'll explain the
reason why. It'll never see the light of day.
Yeah.
That, you know, situation will never be brought up.
Mm-hmm. And I think for Malakai, it was one of the situations where he had been released from WWE, and there wasn't really, like, AEW was the hot new thing. So, yeah, he went and signed with them, and they only had, like, the 30-day release. So it was quite the shock to fans. And then once Vince left and Triple H is in charge, he's kind of like, man, I wish I could go back. And so it was kind of just like, all right, well, I'm just going to do whatever they need me to until my time's up, and then I'm going to go back to WWE. And I feel like that was it for Malakai Black. He never really said anything was bothering him, And I feel like Malakai is, in that sense, more of a professional, mm-hmm. where he's like, I'm contracted until this date. I'm going to work until these dates.
Well, he said he's going to retire, I thought, because of his back issue.
That was a pretty heavy rumor that was going around that was the reason why he didn't work in singles competitions, because he was dealing with injury. So it's like, well, you put him in tag or a trios match and you don't have to work him as hard.
Yeah.
He came out and was like, no, that's not true. But whether it was or wasn't, we won't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, we just don't know for sure. But we do know that he's a free agent, can sign. People are expecting him to go to WWE, but I wouldn't expect to see him before WrestleMania. I can see maybe the day after WrestleMania, something like that. You know, the Raw after Mania, they'll have him appear. Same for Miro. I feel like they have the storylines that they want, and it's kind of like, oh, we don't want to throw new gear in the works.
There's a lot of storylines at play right now.
Yeah.
With a lot of different people.
Yeah, and so they want to, you know, get through WrestleMania, and then it's like, okay, now we can bring the new talent in. Now we can focus on this. Now we can do that, and this, that, and what the other. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why Ricky Starks went to NXT. I don't feel like he would, you know, no offense to him, I don't think he's ready for the main roster. I feel like NXT would be good for him to grow a little bit, similar to like how Ethan Page is, you know, get him in there, get him in the routine, learn the WWE ways. I did chuckle a bit because people make memes and all that, and they're like, man, I'm so glad I'm ready for the second Ricky Starks run in WWE after his first one. And it showed all the times like he was being a jobber and stuff, like to Ryback and being a security guard and doing all this and whatever. So it's kind of like, oh yeah, I hope he has a better chance this time.
I wonder if they're going to change his name.
That is one of the things that is in question, because if you go back and watch his debut on NXT, they never say who he is, and that's because it all happened so quick. Legally, they never got a chance to discuss, okay, are we going to own the rights to your name? Do you want to come up with a different name? So
until they figure that out, so they're not going to say his name.
Yes.
And which will probably and be he won't handled by the time the next NXT show.
Well, I mean, they have a week, so
yeah.
So they can sit down and iron things out.
Which I feel like they should keep his name. But if he doesn't agree to whatever, they have to probably have to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Stark.
Yeah.
No S.
Yeah, there you go. Simple as that. Just take just take a letter off. We own that. Yeah, that's cool. Then whenever he leaves, he can be like, the S is back. You know, I'm the S.
I'm the S.
And then Skechers would be like, no, that's ours.
I'm Ricky Skechers, Starks.
It's the S. Like,
yeah.
Growing up, that never dawned on me that they're saying it's the shit. Like, I was always like, yeah, Skechers. It starts with an S and ends with an S. It's Skechers. That's the S. And it has it on the shoe.
That's the shit.
The 90s were wild, man.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's the shit, dog.
That's the shit. So we've talked about Ricky Starks, talked about Malakai Black. Let's talk about Miro, man. I feel like if he comes back to WWE, he's just going to go back to where he was.
Well, maybe not at the beginning. But, and I've said this before to you, but okay.
Okay.
Andrade.
Yeah.
So he came back, didn't know where they want to put him, right? It's like, hey, he may help out the Judgment Day, right? Or was it, no. It was, no, he was going to help out Rey Mysterio in the, what's it called?
LWO.
Yeah. That didn't happen. Then Dom was talking to him. They may bring him in or whatever. That, you know, nothing came of that. He has some matches. And then it's all of a sudden it's like, hey, we have a new show. And I forgot who was the champion. I think he beat Ricochet for the title for the speed show.
Mm.
And I don't know if he's the main champion now of it, but he's just wrestling. There's no storyline.
He's just there.
Yeah. Look back for Shelton Benjamin. Remember when he came back? They did the Hurt Business stuff, and that was good. And then for the longest time, they didn't do anything with him.
John Morrison, like how they're doing with Carlito. He's Carlito. Just there.
He's just there. Carlito.
He's in the background of the Judgment Day.
Yeah. So John Morrison, who else? So it's going to be like that, I feel like. Unless, I mean, you want him to come back. Two things. Like, are we going to do Rusev Day again? Is he going to be called Miro? I don't know. Or you can.
No, Lana's not coming.
Yeah. Like, hey, he's back. He's gonna be dominant for a while, and then it's like we have nothing for you.
Yep. I feel like that's exactly how it's going
and
to be.
And if it was true that he didn't want to lose to people or whatever, because we heard at the time he didn't want to lose to Hangman Page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to have a say in
you
it.
You have no say. You're going to be on TV. You're going to lose. Yep. So, okay. Was it worth it?
We'll see.
But I don't know, man. I saw a picture of him hanging out with Sheamus.
Yeah.
So,
like, on one end, I get it. Like, you don't want your image to be tarnished or whatever. But on the other end, it's
everybody
like...
Everybody fucking loses. You're not Goldberg. Nobody's Goldberg.
No.
And you may have a little streak. Yes, I understand that. And, like, I don't know,
it's okay to lose every once in a while, dude.
Yeah. Like, it wouldn't hurt you to, like... Okay, you beat the shit out of Hangman Page, but he finally beats you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He overcame you.
Mm-hmm. You're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, the bad guys aren't supposed to win.
Yeah. Redeem these nuts. So.
Redeemer! Redeem these nuts.
So, we'll see how it goes with him. I don't know. And I'm like, eh.
Yeah. Let's talk about two other departures from companies. That's being over in TNA. Just because I don't follow TNA very much. I know you try and keep up with it for some bit. But Christy Hemme and Josh Matthews, both gone from TNA.
Hmm.
Josh Matthews was there for over a decade, I think. 10 years.
God, it seems weird to hear that. It's weird to hear that. Yeah.
Time flies, man.
I don't know where he's going to go or what he's going to do. Same thing for Christy Hemme. Christy Hemme was in the back.
Isn't he married to one of the wrestlers?
I don't know.
I felt like he was.
Yeah, he was on Tough Enough.
I know he was. I know he was a contestant on Tough Enough.
Also, I think Joshua Alexander is leaving TNA.
Yes.
It's rumored that he may go to AEW. I don't know. He may go to WWE. I don't know. Who knows? I know PCO left TNA.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue where he's going
to
go.
Josh Matthews is married to Madison Rain,
which is part of AEW.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe he'll go over there and help with Ring of Honor commentary or something. If he even wants to. It would really depend on what he wants to do going up.
Yeah. Then you have WWE releases.
They do. We got quite a few of them. Tegan Knox, AOP, Authors of Pain, gone.
Second time.
Yep. Paul Ellering.
Second time. Or third time.
Blair Davenport. I know that one was kind of a shock for some. Because it was like she just got called up from NXT and then they didn't do anything with her. What the hell? Electra Lopez.
Yeah.
Isla Dawn. One of the halves of the former women's tag team champions.
Hmm.
Then we get into some of the ones that were kind of a shock. Oh, wait, no. Giovanni Vinci. You know, one part of Imperium at one point. Gone. Now we go into the ones that kind of were a shock. Cedric Alexander.
Yeah.
Sonya Deville.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, she's part of that Pure Fusion Collective group. But
why? I don't know. I know that cuts need to happen, you know, to get more people. And
yeah.
I get it, but I don't know.
I don't know either. And then the ones that made you chuckle.
Yeah.
Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson.
Because it's like, okay, it's the second time to be released for Carl, but third time for Luke. And dang. I'm like, dude, don't ever fucking come back. Because is it going to be in the back of your head, like, they're going to release me again?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's like, stop going back, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they want to do. Do they want to stay in the States? I know they were popular in New Japan, but do they want to keep going New Japan? Or, like, hey.
Go back to AEW and join up with the Young Bucks?
Well, they're not hills anymore, and Kenny's not a hill.
Yeah.
Well, no. Young Bucks may still be a hill. They're off TV, but Kenny's
not. Well, they've been in New Japan.
Yeah, but they said they're going to be coming back soon.
Soon.
I don't know. Nerd!
Maybe we'll get, shit, what was their pay-per-view?
Talking Shop.
Talking Shop of Mania
3.
Oh, God.
And I thought Sturgis was bad. It's Stang!
Not Stang.
Is that Stang?
It is Stang. Holy shit. What's Stang doing here? So yeah, some more releases in the wrestling world. So that kind of stinks, but hopefully everyone's going to end up somewhere good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have like match-by-match rundowns or anything, so we're going to just talk about a couple things that have happened
yeah.
recently. talk about the Royal Rumble. Charlotte Flair returning from injury, only to win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Questionable call or the right call? Don't like it? Like it? Love it?
I feel it. Like, I mean, I feel it. I felt like it was going to happen if she was in the Rumble.
Yeah.
How long has she been gone for?
She's been gone for a number of months. I think almost, I want to say a year, but I don't know for certain. She's been gone for a while.
I mean.
Oh, yeah, because she tore her, like, ACL and MCL. So she was gone for a while.
I guess to have her in there and just, like, it's okay, now she's picked Tiffy.
Tiffy time!
But that's like a new feud, you know, a new feud.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
It bothers me in the sense that this has become sort of routine for her. She makes a big return, immediately gets a championship opportunity.
She's a Flair.
She is a Flair. And she normally wins the title. Holds the title for a while, doesn't really do anything, loses the title, and then disappears for a while. Then she returns, immediately gets a championship opportunity, usually wins it, holds on to the title, doesn't really do anything with it, loses it, and then disappears for a while. I feel like it's just...
repeating cycle.
Yes. So it's like, why can't you just have her work her way up like most wrestlers?
She don't do that.
She doesn't do that. She's catching up with her dad, both in... championships and divorces. Her and Andrade have split officially. I know
they
there was
work for the same company.
Yeah, awkward.
Yeah, put him on a speech show. I don't want to see him.
Right. Like, I know you helped me recover from my ACL and MCL tear, but I don't want to deal with him anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at his face.
I want his face off of his face. Put my thumb in your eye. Jey Uso winning the men's rumble. That was quite a shock.
Yeah, we weren't expecting that.
No. But,
we were happy because Doug, that was his pick.
Doug was cracking me up.
And he goes, man, that's awesome that I won. Because we do a pot for Rumble. He won the pot, but it's like, it's awesome I won this money, but bad booking decision.
Well, I mean, is it though? Because
no.
How many years have we talked about, you know, building new stars? They need to have these new guys, yeah, like, get a chance to shine. You know, for years during the Cena dominant era, you know, you had guys like Bray Wyatt, like Rusev, where it's like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity for them to go over Cena, yeah, and build a new star. And they didn't do it. We talked about how the streak should have gone to someone who that would have solidified their career.
Roman.
It should have been Roman. And they didn't do it. They went to Lesnar instead. And it's like, why did they do that? So this is an opportunity for them to build a main event star.
Mm-hmm.
They've called him main event for the last year and a half or so. Fans have been getting frustrated because it's like, you call him main event, but he doesn't win anything. So here's an opportunity to make a new star that is easily one of the most popular with the crowd right now. And that's really what you want. You want to cash in. You want to capitalize on that moment. Strike while the iron's hot.
I know this sounds bad, but like, I see him win the title, but I don't see his run that great.
No, and it doesn't have to be. Most of the time when the guy finally gets that big win, you realize it was about the journey. It's not the destination, it's the journey. It's the chase of getting there. Like, that's Cody Rhodes, you know? Has he been like an amazing champion? That's debatable. You know, he's been a good champion.
I think people want both. They want the chase and to be a good champion.
Yeah. And so, like, he's had, you know, Cody's had some good defenses and stuff like that, but it's like, yeah, okay. So once that story's over, well, then what? Let's move on to the next thing. So I feel like having Jey Uso get this opportunity, I feel like he's going to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like Gunther is that great defeat, you know, to beat him. Because he's never beaten Gunther. Like, this would be the opportunity. Like, Gunther doesn't lose very often. And so, like, to have him beat Gunther at WrestleMania after winning the Royal Rumble, like, it's going to be one of those great feel-good moments. Everyone's going to be doing the hand gestures and yeeting and all that. I feel like it's an opportunity to make a new star. And that's something that we have talked about ad nauseum for over a decade,
yeah,
that WWE desperately needed to do. Because if they don't, then you get guys returning to WWE like your Shelton Benjamins, like your Carlitos, who are recognizable names, but they're not like the big name draws. So when you do bring them back, they aren't in the main title picture. So you have to rely on John Cena in his farewell tour. You have to rely on CM Punk, who's been gone for a decade. You know, like you have to rely on these older names like Randy Orton, who's getting up there and probably getting towards the end of his career. You know, so this is your opportunity. Pass the torch, build those new stars. Then you have a great rivalry between Jey Uso and Gunther. Mm-hmm. You know, so that will carry you into the next pay-per-view if you want it to. So I feel like it's a good call. Is it the best call? That's debatable. A lot of people wanted Cena to win. A lot of people wanted Punk to win. But if you do that, it's going right back into the opportunity of we're not building new names. You and do. CM Punk even came out and was like, if it came down between me and Cena, I wanted him to throw me over. You know, because Punk's whole thing since his return is, I want the main event, I want the main event, I want the main event. Well, there's other opportunities. You can be in the Elimination Chamber with Cena, you know, or he could call in that favor to Paul Heyman and say, get me in that main event. I don't care what it takes. Like, I'm getting that main event spot one way or another. And maybe he turns heel. I don't know. But it's something. Like, it's an opportunity to build a new star. I feel like it was a shocking call. Even to Jay. And my God, the Monday Night Raw after that, when he's in the ring, everyone's chanting, you deserve it. And he's in tears.
Yeah.
Going like, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, that was such a genuine moment, like, for him. Because he has always been known as the tag guy, the tag team guy. You know, this was his defining moment of stepping out of just being a tag team guy. He is main event Jey Uso now, you know. And he's cashing in on the Yeet craze and all that. Like, dude's popular. Look at his shirt sales and all that. You know, like, he is popular. He's popular with the kids, popular with a lot of the adults. You know,
with the ladies.
The promos are fine. The matches are fine. You know, you don't have to be the best talker or wrestler to be champion. Look at Hulk Hogan. you know, who gets booed out of the arena, which I was so glad to see
that. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I feel like this is a great opportunity to build a new star for the future. You could have Jey Uso be one of your top tier guys going forward. I feel like it was a good call.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm looking forward to see how it plays out in WrestleMania. And I thought having Cena be the last guy was a great touch because, you know, like we said, you know, for years, Royal Rumble is so predictable. Like, what's the point of even doing it? We know who's going to win. You know, the storylines are shaping out. I guarantee there wasn't one person in our party that was expecting Jey Uso to win that.
Yeah.
Like, that was a genuine, shocking moment.
Yep.
With everyone like, what? Yeah. They went with Jey Uso. Wait a minute. So, like, props to them for doing that, for having the courage to pull that off.
Yeah.
And
we all stood up like, what?
Yeah, we were all excited for him, you know? Like, that was a great moment. So I'm hoping it leads to more success for him. So
yeah.
Good stuff. While we're talking about WrestleMania, I don't know if it's been officially confirmed, but it's looking very likely that WrestleMania 42 is going back to New Orleans in 2026. This will be their third time to get WrestleMania in 12 years.
Goddamn. Like, no.
Come back to Houston.
Yes.
Come to Houston. I just want to go to another WrestleMania, and I don't want to drive very far.
Yeah.
Damn it. Fuckers.
Motherfuckers. Dudley Do-Right motherfuckers. I don't know. When they'll announce it a little bit before Mania?
Probably. Yeah.
But I'll put in a good word to Triple H.
You do that because he's going to be one of the first inductees into the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
Got surprised.
The nose. No.
The nose did not know that. He did not know he was going in. And so he decided to one-up Undertaker and announce that Michelle McCool will be the second inductee in this year's Hall of Fame.
She's going to one-up him and introduce
Layla. And Lay Cool will go in. So it'll be the first time that someone's gone in the Hall of Fame twice in the same year.
You know who they need to put in the Hall of Fame?
Hmm.
Nicholas.
Bronze tag team partner. Yes, absolutely. All grown up.
And little Jimmy.
How long ago was that?
I don't know.
It was WrestleMania 30.
I got a Hall of, ring, Hall of Fame ring.
It was like, what, 6 or 7 years ago? Something like that. Nicholas should be almost ready to defend those tag titles. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeet.
And final thing that I've got written down is that Roman Reigns is going to be on the cover of WWE 2K25.
On one of them. Special one edition. Of them, yes. His Undertaker's on a different edition.
He is.
The only thing that's different that I've seen is they're going to be... You can do intergender matches. If you played one of the 2K games, the NBA, like... It was called The City, where it's an interactive online place that you can, like, do matches and other tasks and stuff. They're doing that called The Island.
Island of Relativity.
So I think there's 50 people that could be on one server. I don't know. You run around and do stuff. So John Dynamite may have to make an appearance. I don't know. That's my created character. I've been creating that guy since... PlayStation 1 days. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. If I have time to get it and play it, I don't know. You know what they said? There's going to be at least 300 people on the roster. I was like, that's what the fuck?
And 8 versions of Kevin Nash.
There has to be that, because they don't have 300 people on the roster. Unless, look, are you going to be more... Not just a little bit of the NXT roster. We're going to have like the whole NXT roster, the whole SmackDown, Raw. And then you're going to have Legends, right? Mm-hmm. And then I don't know who else you can put in there. Like, yes, you're going to have Triple H, you know, who doesn't wrestle anymore. And like Undertaker and Stone Cold. And they have the final boss version of The Rock, you know. I don't know, man. I have no clue who else they're going to put in this game.
Yeah.
I think two people I'm going to look forward to playing as is Motor City Machine Guns.
Motor City. And I would think
as a DLC, they'll probably put Penta in there. That would be pretty cool. Other than that, I don't know who else.
Should be interesting. Mm-hmm. So they so on the PlayStation Network, if you have the PlayStation Live or whatever it is, they give out like 3 or 4 games every month. Mm-hmm. And 1 month it was WWE 2K24. So I have it in my library. I just haven't downloaded the game and actually played
it. It's fun.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out. I'm still in the middle of playing Baldur's Gate 3. Like, I get to where I'll play like maybe an hour or two a week. So like I'm slowly progressing, but I'm finally to Act 3. I feel like I'm getting close to the end of the game. And then as soon as I'm done, my wife and I want to play it again. Because we found out that you can do same screen co-op, and we just want to go in and just butcher everybody. Hell like, we want to kill so many people, and just, it's going to be a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah. And we're going to, like, because I tried to be, like, the nice hero in my decisions, but, like, now that I'm so far into Act 3, I'm like, I'm so sick of talking to these people. Like, I'm done. I just want to get through this. And so, like, now I'm making all the decisions, like, to just kill people. And I'm like, whatever. I don't even care anymore. Like, yeah, I'll be the blood assassin and bathe in blood. Like, you know, I'll go through the rituals that will cost me my life at the end of the game.
I've
all
seen
that.
Many pig eat many men.
It was a bloodbath. And that's where we're getting. Like, I sacrificed a flying elephant. Like, I killed him.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel bad at all about it.
Flying elephant?
Yeah, he was a detective. And he was shitty at his job. And so he cost someone their life. And so I took his. Yep. And I talked to him, too. He could talk. He was a talking detective elephant.
You told him that what you're about to do to him?
Yeah. He was like, you don't have to do this. I'm like, no, I'm going to. You're going to die. He had like 3 health. And like I hit him in once and he was dead.
You did? Did you get any items from him?
I did. I got his smoking pipe.
Oh.
I don't know what he can use it for. I can sell it. Sell it for money. That's about it. But yeah, so like I had to make a sacrifice in order to become a blood assassin. And then once that was done, then they got me into this giant pool of blood and I submerged myself. And then I arisen and I was given an amulet as opposed to like fighting the people and taking the amulet from them. I joined them, killed the flying elephant dude, and now I have the amulet. They gave me the amulet.
Damn.
Yeah. So that way I could continue the story. Because otherwise it'd be like, oh no, you have to go here and get it. And I was like, well, we're not going to just give it to you. You have to kill us. And so, okay, well, I'll kill you. Nope, I'm joining you guys. I'm joining you guys, and I'm taking it that way. It's an interesting game.
That's cool. Is there multiple endings?
There's a lot of different endings that you can take. It depends on like who's in your party with you, because there's like six members of the party, but you can only have four people in your party, and one's including yourself.
Yeah.
And so that leaves you kind of have to like pick and choose who you want to bring with you for the missions and what abilities they have and what works with you and all that. And so and they can die. And you can choose to bring them back or not, or, you know, reload and fight a different way and do all that. And so, yeah, so there's different endings based on who's with you and who's still alive and who you've killed and who you haven't throughout the game. So it all culminates at the end. So I'm curious just to see how mine's going to go. Because like I said, I tried to be the hero for a long time, and then it got to a point where, like, I had some irreversible damage done to me. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my eyes are all, like, dark and veiny, and, like, it looks like I've had just a shitty day. And so, after that point, I'm like, okay, well, I can't go back from this, so I'm just going to be a dick. I'm just going to start killing everyone. And so, then whenever I found out you can do co-op mode, same screen, I was like, oh, we're going to go kill everybody. Like, we're making all the bad choices. And then I looked on Reddit, and there are people who play it by rolling dice. And so, like,
in real life.
Yeah. So, like, you know, when you come up to a decision, it has, like, multiple options. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. Or why would I do that? Or, you know, it gives you, like, four or five options. So they'll roll a dice to see what number it lands on. And
oh, that's
just
cool.
And just play choosing that way. I'm like, that's a cool take of playing a game. Like, you know, it's not up to me. It's up to chance.
Yeah.
So it's like a chance run. And then there's like an honor mode where you can't go back, you can't reload. So like if your character dies, you just have to play as a different character and continue there. And if they die, then you have to play as another character. Like, so it's like eventually if your party runs out and everyone's dead, you can't advance the story.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, got to start over.
Huh.
I think that one's like honor mode or something like that. I might be wrong, but yeah.
Like, so this game has a lot of playability.
Yes.
Replayability, I mean.
Yes. And it's because, like, you can go in and be like, yes, I'm going to help these people, and I'm going to kill these people. And it's like, well, what if I chose to help these people and kill these people? Like, how does that affect what happens later? And, you know, you can choose to go through the hills, or you can choose the underground to get to the next part. Yeah. And it's like they're both dangerous, but if you want to go this way and so like it's so freaking intricate, because like there was a house that I walked into and it had a basement, but the basement led to a sewer, which then led to this, which then led to this. So it's like, had I not walked into that house, I would have not found any of this.
You're gonna make me curious looking up.
Yeah.
Because I want to look up Baldur's Gate then.
Yeah. It's there's a steep learning curve in the beginning, just because I've never played D&D, so I don't know what any of the characters are. I don't know what any of the abilities do. So, like, that was a bit of a steep learning curve. But once I picked up on it, dude, it is a lot of fun. Like, I can see why it won Game of the Year.
Yeah.
So, definite worth it kind of thing.
I'm looking at, like, pictures of it.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And you can choose, like, to be in romantic relationships with your partner, with your party and all that.
So many things to do.
So much. Like, so many things to collect. Different types of armor. There's different types of weapons. Are you proficient in this weapon? Or is it, you know, like, if you're not proficient in it and you try and use it, you might miss more than you normally would. But if you're proficient...
MMO or RPG?
I don't know. It's the top down where it's like you click, okay, go here. And okay, then you go there and it's like, now do an attack. But you only have so many attacks, and then, you know, your turn ends and then it's your other person's turn. So I'll show you here in a little bit. I can show you some of this stuff. But there's like, you're going to tune in and you're like, what the fuck is even going on? Who is this guy? Like, you're going to have so many questions. But yeah, it is a really fun game. Would highly recommend. And it's one of those, like, once you learn it, then it's like, okay, now I know kind of like the process.
Yeah.
You know, there are traps to disarm. There's treasures to uncover and secret weapons and the hidden abilities and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And depending on what class you'd make, you know, you can do different things. Like my wife, she has the ability to shapeshift into an animal. And so you can do like a cat or like a giant spider or like something else. And so like my character will come across something and there's like a hole in like a wall. Well, I don't have that ability. She can turn into a cat and go through that wall and it leads her into a secret room.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Has there been someone who's like discovered all the secrets to this game? It's like,
maybe.
It'd take forever.
It would take a lot. Because there's a lot, there's so much to the game. Like
you're getting me. Like I yeah. want to buy this game.
Yeah, like I played like 25 hours, and that was like Act One. Like,
holy shit!
You can like the character customization itself can take.
It's intricate.
It can take an hour. Like you got to choose: do I want a dick, and what shape do I want it to be?
Oh, you get the shape of your own dick?
Well, they have like three different options, and so, you know, you got to choose where you want that.
Large, or you want to be small?
Or do you want to be a guy with lady parts?
Yeah, you can.
Or do you want to be a lady with a dick?
Well, you just don't want something super big, and it's like a third leg you don't want to carry
around.
Yeah,
I mean, it gets the job done, you know? they leave happy, I'm guessing, so.
Can you, like, have, like no clothes on? Like, fight with no clothes on?
Yeah. Pretty much. You can take your armor off and just be exposed, but... Yeah.
It'd be bad for you if they hit you.
Yeah. But, like, you can have armor that, like, gives you buffs, and it gives you extra moves in your attack
options.
Hit
it with your third sword.
Well, like,
third leg.
It could give you a certain special attack that, like, it could be a concussion blow or something.
Yeah.
Like, if you were using, like, a mallet or something, you're like, okay, you hit them and could give them a concussion, and they don't know what they're doing. And then there's, like, dyes, like, color dye. So if you want to change your armor to a different color, you can. So, like, I mean, there's so much customization in it. It's a lot.
Welcome to the Baldur's Gate podcast.
Yeah, and so, like, that got us wanting to learn Dungeons & Dragons. And so since then, I've purchased the starter kit and, like, an essentials kit. I've bought, like, five different sets of dice. And, like, we have someone that is going to, like, come over one weekend, and we're going to actually, like, learn how to play Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah. We just have to figure out a weekend that we're available and they're available and we can and do that. And so, yeah, man, like I'm really enjoying it. So like everyone's like, oh, are you playing this game? I'm like, nope, still on Baldur's Gate 3. Like I've got like 90 hours into it and still playing it.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished it yet. So, but it's one of those where like, you know, do you want to try and lockpick the door or do you just want to break it down?
Yeah.
And if you break it down, everyone's going to swarm at you because, like, you're an intruder. But if you lockpick it, you might be able to sneak around or do you just want to go balls to the wall and just kill everyone? Like, it depends on how you want to play the game is what you're going to do. And, like, what class do you want to be? What race do you want to be? Like, all kinds of stuff. So, there's an ability to talk to animals. So, like, maybe they saw something that, this guy's guilty of something. That ox over there was the one who saw it. And so I'm going to point him out, you know. So it's pretty interesting.
Heck yeah.
You can talk to birds. One named D.
No. She's a bird.
She is a bird. That's all I got. Even in the wrestling world. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. If Ben will upload this one, go back and listen to episode 550 if you want. It's probably wickedly outdated now.
Yeah.
You can follow us everywhere that, you know, we are. Just search for us. You know the drill.
Yep.
We're 551 episodes in. You know where to find us at this point, I hope. But if you're a new listener, just Google Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Spotify.
And we will pop up somewhere.
Amazon Music.
Yep. So for the podcast crew, I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we will catch you all later.